Hey, Successors, before we get into the show today, I'd like to tell you about my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. If you're struggling to stay motivated or just need a little boost, check out the ways that I've stayed motivated over the last few years. Go ahead and go over to Amazon.com and grab yourself a copy. That's Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now. On with the show.
Success Media Network.
This is your show.
Good day, successors. I am Antonio Holman, and welcome to the Four Principles of Success, number 70, where I chat with successful people and entrepreneurs about how they enhance their businesses and lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. And if you want to learn how I've stayed motivated throughout the years, check out my new book, Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success, now on Amazon. Today, we're talking to Jeff McManus. Jeff is located in Oxford, Mississippi, and is the author of Growing Leaders into Leaders and the director of landscape services at the University of Mississippi, where he grows plants, people, and great ideas by cultivating leadership, team culture, pride, and ownership. With developing his plan for his leaders called Landscape University, Jeff's GROW theory, which stands for greatness, resiliency, opportunity, and wisdom, garnering him acclaim and recognition from the Princeton Review, PGMS, and Newsweek, has created an impactful management and professional development leadership program to help his dedicated workforce achieve success. Jeff, are you ready to help our listeners prepare for success?
Antonio, I am. Thank you for having me today.
Excellent. I'm very glad you're here. And we're going to get started with the life aside from your business world. Tell us a little bit about your personal life.
I am honored to have a beautiful wife, Suzanne, for 23 years. We've had four wonderful boys, Sam, Nate, Josh, and Mark. Three are in college, one in high school. So we have a lot of fun with holidays and things like that. Just got through with a beautiful holiday. And we do a lot of traveling if we can. We go to different places around the United States and have a good time with them.
All right, Jeff. So first off, what is it about landscaping you enjoy so much? And how did you land the job of Director of Landscaping Services at the University of Mississippi?
Well, I initially didn't like landscaping a whole lot because my dad had us doing it on Saturday afternoons when I was a kid, and honestly, I just didn't enjoy it. I was the grunt guy. I was the one doing all the fun things and learning how to be a good worker, and I didn't really appreciate the values my dad was teaching. But eventually, I began to realize that I actually liked it. I enjoy the part of seeing plants grow and change an environment, how you can go in one day and an area is just ugly and absolutely leave it by the end of the day and the entire environment, culture of that area is changed literally in a day because of the plants and the green foliage and the flowers. So I love doing that. I was fortunate to be working at some high-end resorts in Florida for many years, was looking to move back into the more of the Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi area, somewhere in that area, and the Mississippi position came open, and Dr. Robert Kayette had gave me a call, who was the chancellor at Ole Miss at the time, and invited me to come up and apply. So that's long story how I got here at Ole Miss.
That's interesting how landscaping and beautifying the landscape is so closely connected to cultivating people, but we're going to get into that a little bit later.
Right.
Here. What was the spark that led you into the direction of creating a culture change in today's workplace?
Well, that's, you know, I need to get a lot of things done. As a director overseeing people, there's a lot of tasks out there. We have 1,000 acres here. One of the big tools that we use for recruiting students is landscaping. There's a statistic out there that says 62% of prospective college students who have not decided if they're coming to a university will decide on the first few minutes based on a college visit on the looks, on how the appearance is. So that's huge. So I needed to have people that were highly productive. So I became a real student of leadership and developing people, personal growth, and how that could affect the workplace. Because I always felt like the best way to motivate people was from within, that people were excited about what they did. Not necessarily the extrinsic type motivation where you promised more money and all these type of things that really didn't seem to last that long. So I became a student of studying how to motivate and get highly productive people, and that's what led me down this journey.
Now, throughout your teachings, you mentioned paycheck to purpose and why this mindset is so important to people to achieve success. Why is that?
Well, I read in the book Drive by Daniel Pink that one of the big motivating factors that people have, an intrinsic motivation that excites them on the inside, is to have a purpose, something bigger than themselves. So why they're doing what they're doing. And if we can answer that why of why we're why do we need to weed? Why do we need to mow a certain way? Why do these flowers need to look a certain way? And answer those questions for them in that deeper purpose that, you know, really we're helping change the world. We're recruiting future doctors, future lawyers, future astronauts who are going to be a part of this program. And we're doing that in a small way by just our excellence in our program of landscaping. So that was a drive to try to get people excited about that, to connect the dots for them. Hey, you're not just pulling weeds. You're helping put people in the NASA program. You're helping to cure cancer because you're recruiting top students who do these kind of things.
Another interesting phrase you coin is culture trumps strategy. Explain this concept for us.
Well, the culture is going to determine the productivity. It's going to determine everything. I can bring a new employee in and tell them how great we are, but the actual culture is going to really determine if that's true or not. And so I can come up with the best strategies on how to do things. We're going to do mowing in these zones Monday through Thursday, and we're going to do this on Friday. But my culture can very much undermine that. So I have to make sure our culture is a strong, healthy culture. Just like growing good, strong, healthy grass, when you got good, healthy grass, it keeps the weeds out. And it thrives on more healthy grass. So that's what we try to do is grow. I really started focusing on growing our people from the inside, which became our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of the most important keys to life, inside growth.
Yeah.
When writing your book, Growing Weeders into Leaders, what was your motivation, and who was the target audience you had in mind?
The motivation was I kept getting people coming to visit us and asking us how we were doing, what we were doing with such a small staff, and I was getting asked to speak. And so that led me to the book, is to help get the story, just some of the ideas of how to get highly productive people. I mean, our folks don't get paid a lot. And so how do you get them motivated? And watching big corporations who have to do things that are with low paid employees, but yet are very successful, became some of our models and who we watched. You know, believe it or not, I was my target audience. I wrote the book to myself at age 24 because I knew a lot about plants, but I didn't know a lot about growing people. And so I wrote it to me, to try to help me be a better leader and manager at the age of 24.
Those are some big goals to have at 24. That's impressive. In the workplace, training can be one of the most difficult and costly processes that have historically been neglected time and time again. What are three key things that companies and universities can do to ease this process and help promote an individual's innate ability to grow?
And I think every company is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be hard to say for three, but the three that have worked for me was I really focused on how important people are, how important their task is, and that, you know, we all can be replaced, but you've been chosen, and so you can do this task to the best of your ability and become the expert. And then I think building that resiliency, that team that can overcome, change, adapt, and turn on a dime when needed to, and have a great attitude, a positive attitude about it, has been a tremendous, tremendous help. And then I think the biggest aspect, and I may not be answering your question exactly like you intended, but for me, is to change the mindset of our people by using personal growth, spending time to sharpening the saw at work. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, if we'll spend 6 hours sharpening the axe, you know, what does he say? He said, if I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I'd spend 6 hours sharpening the axe, you know, getting people prepared mentally. And so we do more classes where we're focusing on the inside of a person's belief, where adaptability, being dependable, being committed, knowing what our mission is, knowing our vision. That's really helped us more than anything to have a highly productive, engaged employee.
Now, as we all know, life is never perfect. It's always full of ups and downs, you know, good, bad, everything that we can never prepare ourselves for happens. Throughout your journey, what was the time when you felt most unsuccessful?
I think when I first got out of college and I was a manager trainee and I had probably a crew of 10 to 12 people in Orlando, and had one of my very, very best employees. I was probably 4 to 6 weeks on the job. This employee had been there for years and years. Everybody in the company loved this employee. His name was Rick, and he was just a go-to guy. He was just a real quiet, humble guy, worked hard. He trained other people, was a great mentor to people. And one day I came up to Rick and his crew, and they had just got through planting this really big seasonal flower bed. And he asked me how I liked it. And I told him, hey, it looks good. And then I just proceeded to nitpick it apart and be a little critical of his work and the crew's work. And Rick had caught Rick on a bad day, and Rick just kind of got up, looked at me, and he just said, I quit. And he walked away, and Rick quit that day. And I remember thinking, oh man, I really messed up here. I don't know what I said. I don't know what I did. But eventually Rick and I got back together and talked, and I realized I had some ownership in this. You know, it wasn't just Rick. It was partly me. And he was honest with me. He said, Jeff, this is not the first time you do it. You tear our work apart. You're critical. You're super hypercritical on little nitpicky things. He goes, if you're going to do that, you know, do it one-on-one with me. Don't do that in front of our whole crew. And he goes, you know, we bust our hump for you and to make this place look beautiful. So we really appreciate it when you make us feel good about what we've done. It taught me a lot. It was a low point, but then yet it was a very learning point, a great learning time for me.
Wow, that sounds very shocking to you at the time. I mean, You had to be incredibly shocked at his words. Is it that you just didn't realize that you were being hypercritical?
No, I was absolutely clueless. I did not have the self-awareness. I thought, Antonio, that I was keeping his head from getting big. I didn't want him to get the big head, right? If I gave him too many compliments, he'd get arrogant and he'd quit working. And that just shows you how clueless I was at 24 years old. That's why I wrote myself the book.
Oh, wow. Know, so. There's the connection. That's good. That's good. What was the most challenging client-related situation, and how did you resolve it?
So one of the challenges is not knowing everything when you're coaching, not knowing all the situations and not knowing what's going on. But to me, this keeps coming up over and over and over. It's even true for me as well, and what we just kind of alluded to was awareness. What role we have as the leader in all the decisions. So let me give you an example. We had some challenges here, even at my workplace, of rumors, and I know nobody has Dramanators on their crew teams and things. And it was like I kept thinking, man, I wish these people would stop. And I didn't realize really I had some ownership in this too. I needed to change the way I was doing things. And so until I took ownership in the problem, until I did what I needed to do, the problem never really changed. I just complained about it, and I complained about other people. And I think that's the biggest challenge is that, you know, all of us have a part in it, whether we're being passive or whether we're being proactive, but we don't need to be passive in some of these problems. And that's what I was very passive in that story I gave you. And until I changed that, our team didn't change. And so I think that's one of the biggest challenges is self-awareness.
What do you feel was one of the hardest things for you to overcome in your business life that you've since conquered?
I think fear. Fear. I remember when I was working at Kmart as a college kid making $3.35 an hour, and I had an opportunity to go into a business making $25 an hour, but it wasn't guaranteed. I had to go out and get the clients. And so I got a few clients and momentum was building a little bit. But it was the hardest thing for me to do, Antonio, was to let go of what I perceived was job security, is to go in and punch in a clock for $3.35 an hour and leaving to go somewhere for $25 an hour that wasn't I perceived as being secure. That was a hard, hard thing to overcome.
You mentioned job security. That is, just on a side note, that is a whole different subject matter we could probably talk all day about. It hits personal to me. What one thing in your business are you currently struggling to overcome?
Wow, that's good. There's a lot. There's always a good, healthy struggle. For me, right now, it's fighting to stay in the habits that I've been working in for the last 6 years. And when I say fighting, busyness tends to want to get in the way. And so I have to prioritize, right? And those habits have to be first thing in the morning. And that's none of us, very few of us feel like getting up early to do those habits. And so that's where action overcomes fear, or action overcomes laziness, or action overcomes so many of those things that are barriers. And so that's what I go through, like working out. I work out every morning, 5 days a week, 6 o'clock. We're getting continually to do that. Nobody makes me do that. And so that's one of the biggest struggles I have, is to continue to stay in those habits.
What do you feel is your one biggest business triumph to date?
I think the business triumph writing the book was a personal business triumph for me. It was real, real nice to have that done. And I've gotten some really nice comments and good letters and great feedback. And I'm just so glad I wrote it now.
Yeah. My next question was, what was your one biggest personal triumph? But is it the book tie in there?
I think when you go to personal, I think for me, I tend to go back relational with my wife and family. That to me, because those relationships are healthy, that's a triumph for me there.
Hang tight, successors. We'll return to our conversation with Jeff McManus, as well as Quick Success, after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a tense, tired, busy person who works day in and day out, who tends to lack the proper sleep and energy? Using modular supplements, health-related articles, recipes, life hacks, and more, Bellison can help. With quality as high as Bellison, you're buying from a company that cares about the environment and only uses premium vegan supplements. That's Bellison.com. Want to learn how to cook healthy, exercise, and meditate in just 30 minutes a day? Bellison.com. Want to feel healthy, energetic, and focused like me? Bellison.com. To receive a 10% discount at checkout... Whoa, hold on. Now receive even more health benefits with a 20% discount at checkout. Go to Bellison.com with the coupon code THE4POS to get your 20% off now. Visit Bellison.com. That's BELISAN.com. Compassion and quality without compromise. Bellison.com. Are you tired of trying every new diet fad? Sick of the pills, shakes, and vibrating belts? Are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired? Linda Lavender knows exactly how you feel. That's why she created Eat to Live to Love. Eat to Live to Love is a personalized mentoring program 100% unique to you. With 24/7 support, learn to shop smart, save money, eat clean, and find your purpose using the tools and resources you need to achieve real weight loss and transformative healing without ever having to buy another gimmicky fat-sucking wrap or magic protein shake. Eat to Live to Love has been the driving force behind people across the United States to not only change their lives, but to actually take back control. Find out how health coach Linda Lavender can help you become your own hero and transform your life at eattolivetolove.com or call 1-888-440-9795 for a free initial consultation. Stop just dreaming about success and make it happen with Eat to Live to Love. Visit eattolivetolove.com now. That's eat2live2love.com. Eat to Live to Love, healing, weight loss, and fitness.
And we're back with author Jeff McManus. Now we get into the part of the show I like to call Quick Success, where you, Jeff, can inspire the successors to enhance their lives in the areas of knowledge, health, wealth, and spirituality. Jeff, what are you currently doing to enhance your knowledge?
Biggest thing is reading, continually to read, just listening to books and reading books.
What are you currently doing to enhance your health?
Working out, running, exercising 5 days a week.
What are you currently doing to enhance your wealth?
My wife and I got out of debt. We did Dave Ramsey's program. We're debt-free and saving money, continually saving money and looking for ways to get residual income as well.
What are you currently doing to enhance your spirituality?
Reading. I read the scriptures, go to church, pray.
Are there any modern technologies or apps that you use to help you achieve success?
I like, I'm always amazed at how many people have never heard of Hoopla, but I like Hoopla. It's a library app, and most of the time it works really well, but it's free, Hoopla. You check out books for free in the library. Just go down to your local library and get a library card and ask them if they have Hoopla. I love that app, free books.
What new thing, book, activity, technology, or skill are you really excited to learn and dive into?
I think mine's going to be a new thing, which is stopping and resting. People call that meditating. And I really have become a student of how to meditate. That is so hard for me to do. But boy, when I do it, I reap such benefits of peace and restlessness in my mind. And that's one of the things I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the biggest struggles we all have in this modern time right now, is actually stopping and, detaching from such technology that is bombarding us, daily.
Yes, yes.
And Successors Jeff has a special exclusive offer for you. Jeff, what is that?
Well, I'm going to offer your listeners my free one-day class. I do a leadership classes across the country, and I wanted to give that to your listeners. And it's a PDF, free download, and make it available at jeffmcmanusspeaking.com/the4POS.
All right, Successors, you heard that. That's at jeffmcmanusspeaking.com/the4POS to get his one-day leadership course. Jeff, how can our listeners connect with you?
You can go to jeffmcmanusspeaking.com.
Finally, Jeff, what's your definition of success?
To have a family that loves and respects me, to be able to make the financial income that we need to provide for our family. That's my definition of success.
Successors, I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Jeff McManus. Please check out more successful free content like this at the4pos.com. Subscribe to the 4POS newsletter, then rate and review the show wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening and prepare for success.
If you want to do more, earn more, be more, and stay more motivated, visit Amazon.com right now for a copy of Indulge Your Affirmative Motivation Within, 25 Motivations of Personal Development and Life Success. Get it now at Amazon.com.